So, Bezat Hashem, Torah Lamed Hei, 35, Part Yud. Vizeh B'chinat Kiot Rosh Hashanah. All what did we learn? This Rabbeinu wants to help us. To talk to Hashem Yitbarach from a sincere place, a place of truth. By that, our faith will be safe and guarded. And by that, we're going to be able to see the light of our own neshamot, that this is the light of the face of Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem is smiling to each and every one of us. Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, וראית את אחוריי ופניי לא יראו. You will see my back, but my face you will not gonna see them. But you can read that verse in a different way to say, וראית את אחוריי ופניי. You saw my back and my face. לא יראו. But don't tell no one that you saw. But they will not gonna know. I'm going to show. Because it's hard. It cannot be that Moshe Rabbeinu is asking something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not receiving it. It's not an option. So, I read it yesterday in a book of Rabbi Avraham Abulafia that is writing that Sefer HaKeshek, a book of the
yearning,
book of Sefer HaKeshek, is explaining over there that it all depends on the will. Desire, holy desire to see the face of Hashem, to know. And he's explaining over there, it's written that Moshe Rabbeinu asked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see his face. He didn't want it to see his back. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering to him, you're going to see my back, achorai, upanai, and my face, lo yirau. But that other people will not going to see. You cannot tell that you saw. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to hide it. If in the behind, in the back of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is 13 attributes of kindness, midot of rachamim, of chesed. So, what can be in front if not the same? Just bigger and deeper and higher, purer. It's all kindness. It's all kindness. So Rabbeinu is saying that to see that, for that we must talk words of truth in our Hidbodeduyot. And he's telling that it's an aspect of the tkiot, of the shofar, in Rosh Hashanah. Ki Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah, הוא בחינת שינה כידוע, is an aspect of sleep, like that we know, שהוא בחינת מסע ומתן באמונה, that it's an aspect of negotiation with faith. בחינת פשט האורייתא, the aspect of learning the Torah, by the simple pshat, the simple understanding of the Torah, בחינת עוסק בדיני ממונות, the aspect of that one that learns all of rules of how to make money, how to give the מעשרות, ותקיעות, and to blow the shofar, הם התעוררות השינה, it's to wake up עם ישראל from their sleep, to wake up all of the world from their sleep, by blowing the horn of the shofar, שהוא חידוש המוחין מאור הפנים, that's it. That it is like to renew the wisdom, the mochin, me'or apanim, by the light of the face. Umizen, by that, hu itadmut p'nei tokea. Because of that, the face of the one that blows the shofar becomes to be red. Shenitoreru orot mipanim elyonim. Because the lights of the highest face, the face of Hashem, been woke up. So you can see that illumination, the new colors, in the face of the Tokia. וזהו פירוש, and that's the explanation of what it's written, אשרי העם יודעי תרועה. In Rosh Hashanah, that ממש, this year, ממש can feel that Rosh Hashanah is coming. A lot of people told me that also. ממש, Rosh Hashanah, it's the time to wake up. Except of all of the promises and all of the good things. Such an amazing tefillah in Rosh Hashanah. In the cloys in Uman, people are standing 3 hours, 4 hours, All of the tefillahs, 9 hours, shacharit and musaf, 2 days. Time to connect yourself to Hashem. Ten shmonasre, 2 hours, 3 hours. Rav Berland once said that every suffering that you accept on yourself in Rosh Hashanah means to put more effort in the tefillah, removing judgments from you for the next year. You don't understand. Everything, if a man is accepting on himself the yoke of heaven, the yoke of Limud HaTorah, he will not going to have to suffer from this world anymore. If you're putting time in the tefillah, if you're putting time in the Torah, you're not going to have to go through all of the difficulties that waits for you outside. Adam la'amal yulad. Everyone should go through some suffering in his life to fix us. There are two ways. There is the way of Rabbi Natan and there is the way of Rabbi Aaron Mibreslev. The way of Rabbi Aaron Mibreslev is a beautiful way. You sit and you learn Torah all day. You can be Rabbi Aaron Mibreslev. Huge. But if you want to be Rabbi Natan Mibreslev, you want to do a fatza, and you want to go out to tell everyone that Rabbeinu exists, you're not going to have easy and quiet life to receive honor. You're going to be chased all of your life, people are going to run after you, you're going to suffer. If you want to be like David HaMelech, you have to go through the path of David HaMelech. You want to be like Yosef HaTzadik, you have to go through the path of Yosef HaTzadik. You want to be like Abraham Avinu, you need to go in that path of Abraham Avinu. Rav Shalom explained 2 or 3 weeks ago, a man wants to do tshuva. If you want to do tshuva, you need to go back to the places that you sinned and to fix them. So, but now you decided that you want to do tshuva and you want them to open a red carpet in front of you, that you're going to be able to walk with honor, respect, dignity, to receive only wealth and success and compliments, and that everyone's going to appreciate you and going to love you. Based on what? You're chasing after honor. If the man is chasing after honor, the honor is running away from him. Who is honorable? The one that honors everyone. Everyone else. He doesn't think about his own honor. He just think, how I'm going to honor someone else? How I'm going to respect you? I'm going to respect you. I'm going to help you. How I'm going to make you happy? How I'm going to help you? And then the honor is chasing after you. And you're running away from him and he's going to catch you. Finally, he's going to find you. So, for kavod labo, the honor is going to come in the end. But which honor? The honor of Hashem Yitbarach. Kavod Elokim Aster Davar. The honor of Hashem Yitbarach. The Hashem is going to respect you. And no one's going to investigate about you. No one's going to ask questions about you. And you're going to be really honorable. If you're not chasing after honor. If you're not looking for success. Want to succeed. Want to see. I had a dream once that I was talking to Rav Shalom in that dream, and it was a long dream, Baruch Hashem, and I told him, Rav, maybe I should spend maybe 1, 2, 3 hours every day with my eyes closed and to do something like meditation, to look, to relax myself. Maybe I should do something. I want to grow. I see all of the day I have my distractions and I cannot close my eyes, don't have time to think on Avodat Hashem. Maybe I need to spend 2 or 3 hours on that. That was my question in the dream. So he looked at me and he thought, and then he said, why? Maybe you're going to achieve everything in 5 minutes. That was his answer. You think to yourself that you need to work hard time and to do this and that. And who told you that? Your Yetzer Hara that want to make you sad and frustrated. Maybe you're going to receive the same in 5 minutes. A man is worried. What's going to be? Why don't you going to be worried? Maybe you're going to receive $1 million today. Maybe. There is a chance that you're going to find $1 million today. That you're going to find your wife today. That you're going to buy a house today. Start planning. Why not to plan on good things? Always we're thinking bad thoughts, what can be, but what's gonna be, and what can happen, and what's gonna happen. Why? Hashem is good, right? When a man doesn't have that faith that Hashem is good, so he always worries, and he cannot see Hashem. But But the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he is leading Am Yisrael Mida Keneged Mida. If you are working hard, that Hashem Yitbarach gonna be with you, means to believe in Him in every situation, to know Hashem is here, Hashem is with me, Hashem never leaves me. Hashem gonna lead you Mida Keneged Mida, and He gonna be with you always. And every prayer that you're gonna pray, you're gonna be answered. And every decree, if you're gonna say to a woman, you're gonna be pregnant, she will. You're going to make decrees and they're going to be answered. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is leading Am Yisrael Midah Keneged Midah. And Midah Keneged Midah Lo Paska Min HaOlam. It will never going to stop that shita of private supervision. Hashem is leading Am Yisrael according to that rule. Midah Keneged Midah. If you're working hard to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem Yitbarach is going to be with you. And you're allowed to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu if your intention is to find faith. If you want to see Hashem Yitbarach, you're allowed to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu on that. Like Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev tested the Kadosh Baruch Hu on three things. And he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to see that you're going to answer my tefillot. And he asked for three things, and those three things happened to him. He received those three. On Parnassah, you should go only with confidence in Hashem Yitbarach until the last moment, and not to fall. Not to fall in the last moment. To strengthen yourself more in tefillot. And to say, Ribono Shel Olam, this is it. Now there is only you. Now for sure there is only you. And you're going to save me, and He will. Because Abotach Bashem Chesed Yesod Avenu, it's not just a verse. Verses are stronger than rules of nature. Only when you have confidence in Hashem Yitbarach, you are 100% sure that you're going to be answered. No other confidence is going to bring you that result. No other. But on that, you're going to be answered, 100%. And no matter what you need to get married until a certain day, you need to have a child, you need to buy a house, you need to pay rent, no matter what, you're going to be answered. If you're going with confidence, and you're not wasting time on tefillot, please Hashem, give me money, please Ribono Shel Olam, we need more money. You need faith. You need emunah shlema, complete faith, that Hashem loves you. Fight with all of those doubts. Every time you have doubt, every time you have sadness, means you have Amalek inside. You want Amalek to live with you in the same house? You want Amalek to live with you in your apartment, in your body? You let Amalek? Amalek, he hates you. You invite him in. Every time that you fall to sadness, to doubts, this is the time that Amalek is coming to live with you, under the same roof. You invited him. You let him be. You have control on your thoughts. Close your eyes. Concentrate. Say to yourself, it's not allowed to be in sadness. I'm not allowed to be sad. I have to strengthen myself. If I prayed on it, this is it. I need to know that my prayers are going to be answered for sure. They're going to be answered. They've already been accepted. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomea tefilat kol peh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears every prayer of every mouth. Even my mouth. Even my filthy mouth. Even with all of my lackings, with all of my weaknesses, with all of my bad midot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not judging me according to my bad behavior, according to the exile, according to all of my lackings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is looking only with one eye of kindness. Chad ena derachamim. Ve'lo yivit aven be'Yaakov. And He's not looking on the sins of Am Yisrael, of Am Yaakov. Kadosh Baruch Hu, He loves me. He loves me. And I'm going to convince myself in that. And I'm going to work on that. To be a believer. To have confidence in Hashem Yitbarach and not to drop Hashem, because Hashem never left us. Hashem never left us. He just hid His face. He just covered His face. If now your child is in the house and you're putting a blanket on yourself, so what? You left your son? You just put a blanket. This is it. You put a sheet on yourself. This is it. He never left nowhere. He never went nowhere. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not leaving His nation. He doesn't leave Am Yisrael. Everyone can see Hashem Yitbarach. Karov Hashem lechol korav lechol asher yikra'u be'emet. Hashem is close to everyone that is calling Him with truth. And you should talk words of truth in the Yitbodedut. And without Yitbodedut, no one have a chance to see Hashem. And if Hashem once in a while show Himself to someone, it's only because that He wants that person to get stronger and one day to start doing it. Because in Itbodedut, everything depends in Itbodedut. Itbodedut, this is the tool that we have, and not only in this generation. All of the Nevi'im, and all of the righteous people, and Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, all of them, they received their prophecy only through Itbodedut, only through conversation and tefillah in Avodat Hashem. Ezoy avoda shebalev, which avoda is in the heart, it's tefillah. They were talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mesirut Nefesh, and talking and talking and talking. And the Midrash is saying, Rav Shalom once read that Midrash, that the Yitzchak Avinu, he was going to talk, he was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 6 hours. He was doing 6 hours, it's what they do. This is why the Tfilat HaMincha, it's from Shesha'ot to Mechetza, it's after 6 hours and a half. After he finished to do 6 hours, it's what they do. Now there is Mincha. Now he could pray Mincha. He prayed Shachrit like Avraham Avinu. And then he was talking and talking and talking and talking until he brought down the Tfilat Mincha. And Yaakov Avinu brought us Ma'ariv. How they brought those things? They were standing, Avraham Avinu was standing every day, every morning in the same place, talking to Hashem, talking and talking and talking. They didn't have no sitters. They didn't have no tefillah from Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. They were talking. The Rambam is writing on Hilchot HaNevuah how a person can become to be a prophet, that he should talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he should sing, and he should be happy. And the prophecy is coming only out of happiness. If you see that you have sadness, that you have fears, anxieties, you're not with Hashem. Drop those nonsense. It's contamination. And you're holding it. It's not that you've been contaminated. It's nonsense. It's imagination. No, now I'm far away from Hashem. I don't know the way to go back. It's all illusions. Hashem is here. Hashem never leaves you. Shochen itam betoch tumotam. Hashem is with you inside of all of your contaminations, in all of your darkness places. So what? Hashem is here. Hashem is not disgust from you because you're disgust from yourself. It's all imagination. Hashem pushed you down because Hashem wants you to lift you back, wants to bring you back. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu that he's going to take him down to Egypt and also going to bring him back. And who can understand that we have a father like that, that is going down with us to Egypt, that is going with each and every one of us to all of our Egypts, to all of our low places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and He cares about us, and He's going to answer all of your prayers, each and every one of you. All of your prayers are going to be answered. Just you need to be believers. You need to count on Hashem Yitbarach. And if you see that you're falling from faith, you need to strengthen yourself in the Itbodedut. Again, Hashem, I'm dropping all of my nonsense. I'm dropping all of my issues that I'm praying on them until I'm going to be happy. When I'm going to be happy, I'm starting again. Starting over. Bezat Hashem, I need to talk about my Shalom Bayit, about my Parnassah, everything, please. But only after I'm going to be happy. Until I'm going to be happy, I'm going to work now for 20 minutes, 1 hour, until I'm going to find joy. Until I'm going to find happiness in Avodat Hashem. I'm going to remind myself where I started my lifetime, what I was doing. And thank you Hashem where I am today. Thank you Hashem. I'm spending my life today. How much Torah I'm learning, how much tefillah I'm praying, how many mitzvot I'm keeping, me. Me, that there is no connection between me to the mitzvot. And Hashem is so kind to give me also a share in this world, before of the world to come, eternal life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a group of righteous people, friends of mine, that we all going to be together. Before all of the reward, today I'm spending my life. That I'm not making you angry all day long, that I'm not sinning every day, that I'm not talking Lashon Hara like crazy, that I don't hate the Jewish people, that I love them, that I'm trying, that I'm working on my midot, that I'm doing Itbodedut, that I have so many promises from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. On 1 hour Itbodedut, I have crazy promises from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Can someone understand what do I have in my pocket already? What do I have that I'm doing Itbodedut? What do I have that I love the righteous people?
You want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu? You need to build yourself and to prepare yourself to go in the path of Moshe Rabbeinu. You want to be Mezakeh Arabim? You want to give classes? You want to help people to save their lives? The Yetzirah doesn't like people like you. He doesn't like you. You want him to like you? He can like you. Cooperate a little bit. He's gonna like you. You're gonna have a VIP card. You can go to all of the parties, to the Ritz Hotel, whatever you need. Ever been to the Ritz Hotel? Crazy place. You can cooperate with Yetzirah and go celebrate. Even in Eretz Yisrael. Wild clubs in Yafo, crazy things. If you want to be part of Am Yisrael, part of the Jewish part of the world, you want to be part of the Hasidut Breslev, you want to be part of the one that illuminating the world with the light of faith, you want to go to Shimshon HaGibor to do that Siyum Masechet Brachot in Shimshon HaGibor, you want to do 6 hours in Bodedut, in Ta'anit Esther, in all of the Ta'aniot, you want to go to Uman in Rosh Hashanah, it's obvious, no, Uman, yeah, I'm going. You know what it means to go to Uman? Rabbeinu said, everyone that goes to Uman, he's got presence in the salvation of Am Yisrael in the Geula, you have Achuzim in the Geula of Am Yisrael. You know what it means? You know what you're asking for yourself? I want to guard my eyes, Ribono Shel Olam. This is something that even huge rabbis, that doesn't have the merit to be huge tzaddikim, righteous people, just huge rabbis, are not holding that level. People that are learning Torah day and night, and they're not holding that level of guarding their eyes. And you're praying on it every day, half an hour, please, Ribono Shel Olam, let me guard my eyes. Let me close my eyes. You know what you're asking? You're asking to be in levels that no one can understand. You're asking for things. Tikkun HaBrit, Ribono Shel Olam, I want to be holy. I want to be like Rabbi Nachman Breslev. I want to guard my eyes. I want to be Kadosh. You know what you're talking about. You're coming for such a distance. And all right, it's all open. We want you to pray. Rabbeinu wants you to pray. And wants to give it to you. And Boreh Olam, but it's amazing. The courage that Boreh Olam gives us through Rabbeinu HaKadosh, through Rav Shalom, to go and to believe in ourselves that we can achieve those things. People like us that are coming from such low places. And to have that holy brazenness to stand. Mashallah, I want to be pure, I want to be happy, I want to be connected to you, I want to learn all of the Torah Kedoshah. A few years ago you were burning but the Knesset. And now, Baruch Hashem, you decided you want to serve Hashem in Barach. You don't know. If a person breaks Shabbos, he's ruining the world. He's destroying the world. If a man, Chas Shalom, is pogem babrit, sinning in all kinds of sin, he's destroying the world. We were destroying the world a few years ago. Mamash, ruined the world. And now, Ribono Shel Olam gives us such wake-up call. And every one of us wants to do tshuva, wants to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach, wants to go closer to the righteous people, to tzaddikim, to go to graves of tzaddikim, to stay in Eretz Yisrael, to pray, to live in Jerusalem, buy houses in Jerusalem, to have children, send them into Talmud Torah. Hey! And you're saying, what am I asking for? What was I asking for? Why all of those difficulties? What was I asking? A little bit of Limud HaTorah, a little bit of... You're looking for the purpose. You're looking for the gold. You're looking for a diamond. You're looking for 100% success. There is something higher than that you're saying, what am I asking for? You're asking to live according to the rules of the Torah, to be a complete righteous man in Eretz Israel, in Jerusalem City, to buy a house, to have wife and children, all learning Torah, good midot, connected to a righteous man, to a tzaddik. To spend your life in Torah, in Tefillah, in Avodat Hashem. And you're saying, what am I asking for? What else there is to ask? I'm going to tell you what there is. Only one thing that no one is asking on. Beis HaMikdash. It's why on the time that you're spending to pray on your house, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a house. You're praying on your wife and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wife, Am Yisrael, are still in exile. Like that story that we heard from Rabbi Baruch Mimejibush, that he met that person that was crying in the street, and he asked him, why are you crying? So he told him, I was hiding, and my friends, they left me.
And they doesn't care about me, and they went away. They forgot me. And he's there, and he's still hiding, and they don't care. Rabbi Baruch started to cry. He asked him, why are you crying? So now that person asked Rabbi Baruch. He told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding, and no one is looking for him also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling and telling us, I'm hiding, hey, I'm hiding. Hey, I'm hiding, he's calling us. But we have a Siyum Masechet, we have Siyudat Mitzvah. Sorry Hashem, I need to pray 18, we'll talk after 18, see what's going on after. I need to finish my 18, I need to finish my Itbodedut Hashem, we'll talk after my Itbodedut. Crazy. You forget Hashem Itbarach. Like a person wants to keep mitzvot, he wants to, why are you keeping mitzvot? Why are you keeping Leila Seder? Why are you doing Leila Seder? Why are you doing Kiddush in Shabbat and Avdalah? All of the mitzvot, why are you doing them? Because he wants the Shechina to come down, to be with us. He wants the Shechina to come and to be with us. And you're fighting with your wife and fighting with people because of all of the stress that you have, and you're sending away the Shechina because your wife, she's the Shechina. And you're fighting with your wife that everything's going to be ready, and your wife, for what? Because he wants the Shechina to come. First of all, have Shalom Bayit. If you don't have Shalom Bayit, you don't have Shechina. The Shechina is your wife. If you don't have Shalom Bayit, you don't have Shechina in your house. So what now? 4 glasses of wine in Pesach and the Shulchan and everything going to be clean and ready and said, and Shechina will not going to come. If your wife, she's crying, your wife, she's broken vessel, she's sad, she's depressed, she's dead tired, she doesn't want to be in that Shulchan Seder, which Shechina going to be? Maybe the neighbor, maybe the Shechina going to come. Not the Shechina, the Shechina maybe will come. Shechina have to come out of peace. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom. First of all, a man should have peace inside of his body, inside of his bones, Shalom Ba'atzamai. First of all, means to create peace inside, to talk to yourself, to relax yourself, to tell yourself, everything is okay. Everything is okay. Everything is okay. Everything is good. Already now. Before I'm gone, all of my plans and my will and my wishing heart. Before of all of that, now it's perfect. It's good. This is what Hashem wants for me. This is what Hashem wants for me. Hashem wants me to spend my life like that. Hashem wants me to pray. Hashem wants me to believe in Him. Now He gave me a test. But only through that test I can learn to be a real believer. Really to count on Hashem Yitbarach. So what? All of our sufferings, all of our problems, and I know a little bit from the troubles that people have here, it's children play games. It's nothing. You cannot define those as problems. It's not a problem. Even if until 120, you're going to stay exactly like you are. It's not a problem. With a wife, without a wife, with a house, without a house, with children, without children. It's nonsense, it's shtuyot. With money, without money, with finishing shas, no finishing shas, with 1 hour itbodedut, even without 1 hour itbodedut. If you believe that you're in the hands of Hashem Yitbarach, you don't feel no lacking, you don't have no lacking. Because Hashem Yitbarach memaleh kol almin, He's filling all of the worlds. There is no zone, no place that Hashem is not there, that is empty from Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem is with you, and He's filling your life with Himself, with His being. So you're full of Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem is here. There are no neighbors, there are no people, no wife, no Limud HaTorah, no rabbis, nothing. Only Hashem. And in that reality of Hashem Yitbarach, you feel a lacking? Your lack of faith. You don't realize that it's all Hashem. On that we need to work. On daily basis. Every day to work on faith. To have emunah shlema. Complete faith. Complete faith. Complete faith. They don't see no reason to be in sadness. They don't see no reason to be in stress. What's going to be? But what's going to be in 2 weeks? We need to move out. In 2 days, I need to pay the rent. In a few hours, I'm going to meet my wife. What am I going to tell her? Drop your nonsense. You think that you're managing the world? Hashem going to put the words in your mouth. And if you're going to think about it, you think for sure you're going to be Yotzei Yedei Chovah? Some people wrote a contract on an apartment and it'd been canceled. And people with no contract entered into a house and bought that house after a while. It all depends in the will of Hashem Yitbarach. Are you eating because you're working? You're eating because you're working or because Hashem is so kind and gives you food? There are people that are working day and night and they're not eating. There are people that learn Torah day and night and they're not getting wiser. There are people that are praying in Mesirut Nefesh on crazy things and they cannot find Hashem. And with us, Hashem Yitbarach is going step by step according to our abilities, according to our vessels, and leading us gently, slowly, slowly. Give us more advice through those amazing books of Rav Shalom and the wonderful explanations. Through all of those small things that we can take them into our lives and to live by those rules and to spend our lives like Jewish, kosher Jewish people. So you have a lacking in your life. So what? So you're not married. So you haven't bought your house yet. So you don't have parnasah. What do you think? You're going to be hungry? When you were hungry? Tell me when you were hungry last time that you remember that you were hungry. We don't know what it means to be hungry. We don't know what it means to be hungry. You feel like eating, maybe. You want to eat. You feel that you want to eat now. Hunger? No one knows what it means at all. We never had it. Troubles? Those are not troubles. When I told the Rav a few months ago that I had a certain trouble, and I told him, Tzarot, told me, those are not troubles. Troubles, it's when a person has suddenly a thought in his mind that he needs to move to Tzfat, and he drops the yeshiva, and he takes his wife that she's going to start crying in a few hours, and his children, and they're moving to Tzfat. This is troubles. Those are troubles. That you disconnect yourself from the pipe, that from that pipe you receive life, that gives you life. This is a trouble. When you cut yourself from the tree, this is a problem. But when you're still on that tree, when you still can take your food and water and advice and joy and satisfaction from that pipe, you don't have no problem in your life. And you're redeemed, and you've been saved already, and you're going to live forever, and you're going to succeed, and your children are going to be amazing and beautiful, and all of your prayers are going to be answered. What? You need to complete it all today? Why? You're going somewhere? Why need to complete it all today? You have plans. Chas v'shalom. Adrabah, it's a sgula to lengthen our lives. It's a good sgula to have chayim arukim. Rabbeinu promised that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to do that to him, to take one of his people before of his time. So if you're not that successful, so it means you have more time. So thank Hashem. If you see you have so many things to fix, so Baruch Hashem means we're going to spend a few more years together. A lot, long life. Rabbi Yosef Karo had his baby boy when he was 100 years old. Rabbi Yosef Karo, you hear? 100 years old. That son, he was the one that completed the Shulchan Aruch for Rabbi Yosef Karo. Took all of his hand right and complete all of the chibur of the Shulchan Aruch. That son, that born when Rabbi Yosef Karo was 100 years old. You want to get married when you're 24 or 34. You want it. You know why? Because you have lusts and desires and fears and anxieties. Not because that you know that this is what that Hashem wants for you. Hashem wants you to be happy, first of all. This is first thing. Be happy. First of all, first obligation. Rabbeinu said, mitzvah gdola liot besimcha. Means the biggest mitzvah of them all is to be happy. Stop. Stop all of other things that you're doing. There is an avrech in this yeshiva that he came to Rav Shalom when he came to the yeshiva 13, 14 years ago. And he asked Rav Shalom on what I should pray. Rav Shalom told him you should pray on happiness. He told him, but what? What with all of the rest? He told him you need to do every day 1 hour it would do on happiness. Wonderful. After 10 years, that Avrech came to Arav Shalom 3 years ago or so and asked Arav Shalom, told him, Arav, I'm praying every day 1 hour on happiness. I know that Avrech, and he's a very happy person. Should I continue to pray? Rav Shalom told him, yes, you should continue. Until today, he's praying 1 hour in Bodedut every day on happiness. When one of the Admorim came to Rabbi Nathan and told him, I have a student that knows 1,000 pages of Gemara, Rashi, Tosfot by heart, Rabbi Nathan told him, I have a student, that student's name is Rabbi Ozer, that knows to say 1,000 times, Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam. Those are the students of Rabbi Nathan. We know how to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They heard him sitting and saying for hours, Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam. This is what that we have in life. This is what that we have in life, in this lifetime. To connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look for the way. What brings you closer to Hashem Yitbarach? Do that. Do that. Wake up in the morning early. Makes you happy. Makes you more strong to run to Hashem Yitbarach. Do that. Put whatever needs, whatever it takes to wake up early. You see that it's not it? What is? To do 1 hour, 2 hours every day in the field, work on that. To go to the mikveh before of tefillah, work on that. To guard your eyes, work on that. Look what makes you happy. And do that. Only in happiness you can find Hashem. The prophecy is coming only out of happiness. Out of singing and being happy together. And holding hands and supporting each other. And then we can succeed. We can bring Hashem Yitbarach to be with us. It all depends in happiness. Happiness, it's complete faith. Complete faith that you know that there is nothing bad in the world at all. Nothing bad. Nothing. Bad does not exist. The verse is saying, Etz Hadat Tov V'ra Al Tochal Mimeno. The tree of wisdom, Etz Hadat Tov V'ra. It's good and bad. Don't eat from that. That was the verse. Now, we're reading that verse differently. Etz Hadat Tov, the tree of knowledge is good. Vera al tochal mimeno. It's bad and bad. Don't eat from that tree. It's in your powers. We're not changing the verse. We're just reading it a little bit different. Etz Hadat Tov, to know Hashem, it's good, and we're not eating no bad. There is nothing bad. No experience is bad. It's all mercy of Hashem Yitbarach. All mercy of Hashem Yitbarach. We need to contain the light of Hashem Yitbarach. For that we need to have vessels. Vessels means humility. An arrogant person cannot be humble without insultings, without falling down, without shame and disgrace. He cannot. He's arrogant. So what can we do that we're arrogant? If not to accept the insultings with love. To accept the fact that we need to wait. The one that comes to be purified, they're telling him, wait. And then, when you're waiting, you already receive. You receive. This is the time that you receive. The amtana, it's the matana. The time that you're waiting, this is the time you can receive that gift. And meanwhile that we're waiting, it's not that it's boring here. A lot to do. You can pray every day. You can learn Torah every day. You can do it with the dut every day. To talk to people. To do a fatzah every day. How much it costs to do a fatzah? Is it too expensive? Someone doesn't have ma'asrot to give something, few shekels to give hand cities. More than 1 out of 10 are doing tshuva from every city that you give. More than 1 out of 10. Hold cities of Arav Shalom in your pocket. Hand them to people. People are waking up from those cities. You can ask Arav Boydek stories on what that happens with these cities, with all of those cities and book in the world. You know. You are those stories. You are those stories. Each and every one of you are those stories. What are you doing here? You change your life, right? One book, one city changed your life, brought you to Eretz Israel.
Why? Because you're a prince, because you're holy, because you were, I don't know where you were holding. No. Because Hashem revealed His kindness and dragged you here. To one He promised money, to one He promised shidduch, to one He promised Torah, to one He promised whatever. To everyone He promised something else. Trapped you all. Brought you here. Finally, you're here, Baruch Hashem. Finally, we're here. Bottom line, we're here. We can serve Hashem Yitbarach. We have that ability to serve Hashem Yitbarach. In Eretz Yisrael. Bet HaMikdash, you're going to come down, the Nachat from heaven, no Ishmaelim, really. HaMikdash. Slowly. The last Torah that Rabbeinu said to Rabbi Natan, last words, he told him, Pavole, Pavole. Slowly. And Rabbi Natan said, that that Torah is the Torah that is going on all of the Torahs of Rabbeinu. Means you want to keep all of the Torahs of Rabbeinu? Slowly. Le'at, le'at. To accept. This is the will of Hashem. The people gonna decide out of their free will to serve Hashem. To take our free will and to convince us to serve Him, He can do that. You just need to look at the earth and it's all going to shake and this is it. And everyone is doing Shuva. Sorry, Hashem. We just need to open the sky for one moment. We're all going to see the angels. We're going to see what's going on in heaven. Everyone, I'm sorry. Yes, Hashem. Yes, Amen. Sorry, Slicha. Everyone. We're going to start digging graves for ourselves and from the shame, from the disgrace. Hashem doesn't want to do that. Hashem doesn't want to bring salvation with judgments. Hashem wants us all to choose. I want to serve Hashem. I want to drop my hobbies, all of my nonsense, all of my lack of understandings, all of my doubts and all of my fears and anxieties and nonsense that I'm counting on. Every time that you're choosing a certain to enjoy, to receive love and satisfaction, pleasure, from a certain lust and desire, this is the moment that you dropped Hashem. Or that you're receiving your satisfaction, your pleasure from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or from lust and desires. In the moment that you decided to enjoy from this world, you decided not to see Hashem. Think about it before of every chocolate, before of every lust, before of every huge meal, before of every soda, before of everything that you need to do. And especially before of you standing Shmona Esre. Now you can connect yourself to Hashem. You have an opportunity. Take advantage of that opportunity. Pray to Hashem. Don't be Yotzei Yedei Chova Shmona Esre. You cannot be Yotzei Yedei Chova Shmona Esre until you're going to pray Shmona Esre. The obligation in Shulchan Aruch are not letting you say the words and to be Yotzei Yedei Chova. You made it up. It's not exist. Really, to be Yotzei Yedei Chova in Shmona Esre, it's to pray Shmona Esre. If you're not praying Shmona Esre, if Hashem is not there with you in Shmona Esre and you're aware to that, you're not Yotzei Yedei Chova Shmona Esre. You're looking for a short way, so don't pray. Like Rav Shalom said, it's the shortest. Don't pray. It's the shortest way. Don't pray. If you want to be Yotzei Yedei Chova in Shmona Esre, minimum, you're obligated to have the right kavanah, means to understand the pshat, to say the pshat right. Hashem, Sfatai, Tiftach, Hashem, you're going to open my lips. And you need to be aware that Hashem is there. You need to think about Him. If you're not thinking about Him while saying three brachot rishonot, first three brachot and last brachot, you haven't prayed Shmona Esre, I'm sorry. It's not so nice to hear, but we want to connect ourselves to Hashem. So now you have Shmona Esre, so do it. Minimum the first three brachot, say them right. Minimum the first three brachot, say them with intention, with heart. Talk to Hashem. And if it's so hard and you cannot find your time to do that, so in the field, you're doing it bodedut. Spend time. When you confess on your mincha that you lost another mincha, say, please, Ribono Shel Olam. 1 minute every day, pray on that mincha. And Rosh Hashanah, you're going to come to Judgment Day with 6 hours of itbodedut on mincha. Next year, minchot will not going to be the same. Next year, minchot will not going to be the same after that you made 6 hours itbodedut on mincha. It's not the same person, a person that cares and a person that doesn't care. 1 minute a day, it's more than 6 hours a year. 1 minute a day on Shachrit. 1 minute of your itbodedut. You already do 1 hour itbodedut, hopefully. And if not, it's about time. It's about time. 1 hour itbodedut. Holy books of Rav Shalom. Give the advice. Give the taste, the easiest explanation how to do the itbodedut. Forced field, and garden of faith. To hold those books, garden of gratitude. To hold those books, and to keep the advice. To go to the fields, and to try once a week to do a longer itbodedut. A few hours, 2, 3, 6 if you can. Eretz Yisrael is so beautiful. You can go to the north, you can go to the places here close to Jerusalem, inside, woods, fields, there are a lot of amazing places and graves of righteous people. Mamash, inspiring. In the Moshav. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael. Chazak
v'Baruch. Thank you very much for having me. If anyone needs Shabbos meals, please see me for the Shabbos.